You're listening to the Busy Edu Professionals podcast, where we're providing information and inspiration for life before, during, and after the bell. Here's your host, Chappelle Billings. Hey everyone, this is Chappelle, and I wanted to talk to you all today about conferences. I have just spoke at a conference. I have another one coming up later on at the end of this month. I know some colleagues of mine are preparing for the submissions of their conference proposals, and this is just a popular topic right now amongst my circle. So I'm going to share with you what I believe are five mistakes that presenters make when they are preparing for their conference presentations. So in no particular order, here is my first one. My first one is under preparing. And what I mean by that, yes, under preparation. Practice is key. You know, we get in there and then at the end of the presentation, we're asking questions like, how do we do? And we're wondering why we went over time. We're wondering why our audience wasn't engaged. We're wondering, how did I forget that part? That's because you underprepared. Build in some time before your actual presentation day to practice. Look in a mirror. Often I have, you know, I will look in a mirror. I have my laptop on the desk or the dresser, and I have my clicker, and I am presenting as if it is game day. I'm timing myself. I have the timer app on my phone, or make sure I keep track of the time on the clock, and I'm timing myself because you want to make sure that you get your content in the time that's allotted for your session. There are back-to-back sessions. You cannot go over. People will walk out on you. So make sure that you prepare. Make sure you know your content. Make sure you know your material. Make sure you practice and make sure that your presentation is under the time limit. And I say under because it's easier to pad it at the end. And you know, if you go over, there's no coming back from that. So make sure you build in ample preparation time because practice is key. And number two, believe it or not, is over preparing. Yes, you can over prepare. Don't overdo it. You know, we can be tempted to stay up the night before our presentation, cramming all that material in, making sure we get every little bullet point make sure we're getting everything perfect, and the next day we're sleepy and tired because we were up the night before trying to prepare. No, make sure you get some rest. Make sure you have a nice dinner, you have some tea before, you relax, because if you built in preparation time before that, you should be fine. You just need to make sure that you pace it. You pace your preparation and you build in that relaxation time. Number three, and of course these are in no particular order, is having your promotional materials available. You've given this wonderful presentation and you were a rock star, and now, okay, so how do I get in contact with you? Of course, you have your information posted on the last PowerPoint slide. People can take pictures of it. But what I found is that your audience responds to that, to something that's tangible, something that they can take home. They can just put in their bags. So have your media kits out on the table. If someone, you know, people may not ask you for it, just have it available. Have your business cards available. Have any of your promotional cards advertising your next speaking engagement available. Have those things that will be helpful for your audience to contact you. So sometimes we forget that. That's the biggest mistakes, is leaving out your contact information, your media kits, anything that will help you, will help them get in contact with you. Make sure that you have that available. The next mistake is not preparing for those tech challenges. Yes, you know, with technology, it can be so unpredictable. And when I am preparing for a presentation, and when I'm preparing for a workshop, and of course, you know, you have convention centers who will provide, or, you know, wherever you are, convention centers or smaller venues, they say they have the technology that you need. But I would rather bring a backup. And I know it's inconvenient for you to bring, you know, something else in your bag. But just think about the inconvenience that you will have if the tech doesn't work. So what do I mean by that? There's no sound. For whatever reason, the speakers are not working. Bring your own speakers. Of course, I always have my own laptop with the backup of the PowerPoint on my laptop. Also, if you have the videos, you know, the videos that's embedded in the presentation or the PowerPoint, and it is linked to a YouTube, you know, has a YouTube link and it pulls up, of course, that's fine. But what if for some reason YouTube is blocked, or for some reason the Wi-Fi went down? I would have an actual copy, an MP4 of that video downloaded on my laptop. So if that link doesn't work, okay, I'll have that, the actual video, queued up, that's saved on my laptop, queued up and ready to go, just in case. Bring an extra HDMI cord in case something happens that's wonky with theirs. I don't know, bring your laptop, bring an extra clicker. Some organizations or convention centers will provide a clicker, but what if the battery runs out at the last presentation? Nobody says anything. You get it? Oh dear, there's no clicker. I'm alone. I'm the only presenter. What am I going to do? Bring your own clicker. The point is, make sure that you are prepared for those tech challenges. But number five would be not having a post evaluation. So you've presented and you really want some feedback. So you want to ensure that you have that post evaluation form available to them. Either you have a written, you pass out your own paper, or you have a quick link on the PowerPoint, the last slide to that evaluation, but you want to make sure you collect that feedback. And I know you're saying, oh, the conference already have evaluation forms. Yes, they often do. But how many times do you get access to that feedback? So make sure that you have, after your presentation or your workshop, embed that time for them to complete a brief, not a long and drawn out evaluation, but a brief evaluation, and include includes their name, first name, last name, or their email addresses. And I say the email addresses just because you may want to send them a follow-up thank you letter for attending your presentation, or so that information would be good to have if it's allowed at the particular conference that you are presenting at. So you might want to get that information beforehand. I would love a thank you note from the presenter. So, you know, just make sure that you have your own evaluation forms. And that way you will know what you can do better for the next time, and how you can actually use that feedback to kind of guide your presentations moving forward. Now, here's a bonus one. I said five mistakes, but here's a little bonus mistake. Not having prepared questions at your Q&A. And, you know, I've facilitated for a panel discussion, And I thought about that beforehand. What if no one asks a question? So I had, you know, some questions drawn up before. I made sure I researched the panelists, drew up some questions, and then strategically placed them throughout the audience. You know, some facilitators or some team members or colleagues I knew would ask the questions just in case there was that awkward silence where we say, all right, questions, and no one says anything. Boom, you already have one embedded, and then that can kind of spark, you know, that participation with your audience. So, and then it can kind of start to grow organically. I hope that those tips will help you prepare for your next conference presentation. Thank you so much for listening to the Busy Edu Professionals podcast, pursuing your passion project. Now, are you stuck? Are you, if you're listening to this episode, are you like, yeah, I really want to get my stuff started. I really want to launch my consulting company or my business. I want to launch this project, but I don't know where to start. Well, I'm offering to you the Dare to Launch Masterclass. I just finished a cohort in December in which I worked with individuals who were interested in launching their own companies, and we worked through the framework for them to get started. We worked through shifting their mindset so they would feel more empowered to get started. So if you are looking to launch that thing you've been wanting to launch, it's been in your mind for the last 2 or 3 years even, feel free to go to ChappelleBillingsID.com, Dare to Launch Masterclass, and book your free discovery call.